Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 38 through 44. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. What keeps you going? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Schoolwork, house chores and homework, sports practices and music rehearsals, church and Sunday school on Sunday mornings. A child's life gets busy. Adults' lives are busy too. Wake up early to get the family ready for the day. Put in a long day at work and come home to cook dinner and do the dishes. Put the children to bed and stay up late paying bills. Take care of grocery shopping and house repairs on the weekend, not to mention driving around the kids to practice and rehearsals. No wonder when we finally have a break, we want to make the most out of it. Go to our rooms and message some friends, catch the game or meet up for coffee. We need some me time, so we have the strength to keep going. Time for rest and time with friends are good gifts from God. We all need those. Jesus needed them too. He was just as human as the rest of us. He got tired and worn out. He enjoyed getting away for physical rest and for spiritual rest. But what a scene Luke shows us. Jesus put in a day of preaching at the synagogue. Then he went to Peter's house, probably for a chance to relax. But Peter's mother-in-law was sick. She needed him. So Jesus healed her. You can guess what happened next. All the people brought their sick loved ones to Jesus, too, so he could heal them. No rest yet. So early the next morning, Jesus goes out to a quiet place where he could be alone. But the people found him there, too, and did their best to keep him from leaving. And what did Jesus tell them? Not, "Leave me alone so I can get some rest," but, "I need to keep going. Other people need to hear about their salvation." Jesus got tired too, but his love for others kept him going. Remember that when you worry that you're facing something alone or that God won't be there to help you out, Jesus will never be too busy or too tired to take care of you. His love for you keeps him going. And enjoy the gift of rest. We need it. But when you see people around you in need, remember Jesus' perfect love, and he'll give you strength to keep going as you serve them too. We pray to Jesus. Jesus, grant that we never grow weary of doing good. At night, bless us with restful sleep. And when we rise, give us a day of loving and serving the people around us. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.